I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Mets lose again last night. The Yankees win. The Yankees have been unbelievable offensively. They are beating teams up. They're beating good teams up. But, you know, this is a team that, of course, going to the World Series last year and all the struggles that the big stars have had, meaning Aaron Judge in the postseason, no one seems to want to give them credit at all during a regular season. But they deserve it right now. And the moves that Brian Cashman has made to pivot off of Juan Soto have been really, really good. So they are rolling. They get a great performance by Will Warren last night. They're starting pitching with Max Fried leading the charge there has been very, very good. So they're just quietly winning. Their offense is off the charts, better than last year statistically up until this point, which is hard to believe. And then you got the direct opposite right now. The Mets are in one of these funks, one of these valleys. I'm not freaking out. I'm not doing it again after last year. I wrote that team off 10 ways till Sunday, and they came back and gave us one of the most amazing, crazy ends of the year. So it's frustrating as hell. And the fact that the Phillies keep winning and they're beating up the Rockies, and now you've got back-to-back games where you can't get any runners in from scoring position. You get Walker Buehler thrown out of this game in the third inning, and you can't do a damn thing with the bullpen there for the Red Sox is annoying. But this is not freak-out time. Still, what, 9 games over 500? Yeah. Gonna be okay.
I think we're 9 games under 500 this time last year.
Yeah, maybe.
And we were talking about the trade deadline and who
we're getting rid of. Yes. Exactly.
And that we were going to acquire Juan Soto in the offseason. So, you know, we got half of that right. So,
yeah.
We were talking about acquiring Juan Soto as a free agent, which we did. And, and fortunately for us, that whole trade deadline thing never manifested itself as the team turned its season around. And it was led by Francisco Lindor. You know, he's still the engine that makes this whole thing go. And if he's not hot and he's not getting on base and he's not doing his thing and he's not driving in runs or hitting home runs, and this team is a home run hitting team and they're not hitting home runs right now. That's the other thing. And it's frustrating to watch it because they're getting good pitching. I mean, Senga wasn't great the other night early on.
But he settled down.
But he did settle down, and he gave him 6 innings.
Yeah, I mean, and he kept him in the game, and if they had a regular offense at this point, not a putrid one, they could have won that game.
Yeah.
Last night, 2 runs. Could have won that game. Didn't, as they get shut out. So,
you know, you can bring these in when we're not on TV. I don't know why you bring them in when we're on TV.
All right, here we go.
Oh, yeah, Al brings them in when we're on TV, yes, too.
Does he?
Yeah.
Well, okay.
But he's always looking for
a little bit of shine and a little bit of FaceTime.
He is. I don't know if Riscona looks for FaceTime.
Yeah, I was just too busy labeling chapters, doing my other duties here as the producer this morning. So.
Yeah. He just brings it in. At least
Boomer doesn't miss an opportunity to, you know, dig at me. Does not miss an opportunity.
Well, welcome to the club, man. You know?
Yeah.
It means you're in.
Yeah, you're in. That's right.
It means you're in. What was it we were talking in the break? What did Pedro Martinez say about Juan Soto?
Oh, yeah. Pedro Martinez put out on X. He put a post out on X.
I can find it.
And he basically said that you forget that there's a human inside the uniform. And at one point in time, he was the highest paid player. And it took him a while to adjust.
You forget there's a human in there?
And how young Juan Soto is.
He didn't do that, did he?
Yeah, he did.
He said there's a... All right, here it is. I got it. He goes, on Juan Soto, I was once the highest paid player and it took me a while to adjust. Nobody thinks about the human inside the uniform.
Yeah, I was twice the highest paid player. Nobody thought about me as a human.
There are things that can get you distracted.
We forget about throwing stuff at me.
Because we forget about how young he is.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy's been playing Major League Baseball since he was 18 years old.
Yeah.
Winning World Series, hitting in the clutch. I mean, I don't want to hear how young he is. I mean, is he implying that something is going on off the field?
I don't know, but I think he's saying that he's the highest paid player in baseball. He has to adjust to that. Maybe he's trying too hard. But then again, you and I would say he's not trying hard enough.
Yeah, I mean, and many Met fans that have been watching him. I mean, I don't know.
Look at this one.
Listen, I as we're watching him loaf again. I don't know. I mean, Pedro is a legend. The guy is great. I really like him on television, but I don't want to hear. Let's not think about it. Let's forget about the human inside. I mean, come on, Pedro. Now, you might be able to have something in common with Juan Soto. When you're talking to fans, nobody's thinking about that. What we're seeing is a human inside there who's making $750 million to play like turds. Come on. A human inside?
And just hustle. You know, at least hustle.
God.
Don't dog it out of the box, even though that's a thing that many players do. I mean, you got to set the standard. You got to be the leader, and you got to be the example that everybody's going to follow.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm totally on board with him turning this whole thing around and having a good year by the end of it. I'm in no way thinking this is going to be his Mets career. This is going to be what we see for the rest of the year. But right now, I mean, you can't ignore it anymore. Like, this is not one of those things where you could say that, hey, he's been fine. It's just kind of everybody's hyper-focusing on it. No, he hasn't been fine. Doesn't mean he's not going to turn it around, but I don't want to hear from uber-positive Mets fan that everything's okay, because it's not.
He's kind of been mediocre, and then, you know, obviously this last weekend happened, and he hasn't been great in the series against Boston either. I mean, he's hit the ball, but again, we still see a little bit of the loafing, and when you're not hitting the ball, when men are in scoring position, then all of a sudden everybody's going to be frustrated. And I think that's exactly kind of like where we are as Met fans right now. We're a little bit frustrated. And as Brandon Nimmo said, and also Carlos Mendoza said, hey, these things happen. We go through it. Everybody goes through it. Hell, the Dodgers have been going through it.
That's right. Hey, Eddie, do you have the BT breakdown of all the stats there for people to feel better about Juan Soto? You know, BT did a deep dive.
Yeah, we thought this May was going to be like he got off to a great start.
He did get off to a great start. But just so you know, I mean, there was some things that were going in there, and it was really, really impressive what BT was looking at and doing his deep dive into the stats. So
I'm looking at his spray chart going oppo.
Yeah, looking at his
86%. Fielding run value and 95% range. His whiff rate and his K rate is still 88th percentile and 92%. I'm looking at his spray chart going oppo. 92nd percentile average exit velo, 85% hard hit rate, 95% squared up rate, 92% chase rate, 95% walk rate, 84% K rate.
Holy
rate.
Christ.
Yeah, so if you're worried about him, there you go. Just you'll hear that and you're like, you know what, he's going to break out of it.
All right, here's a spray chart.
Spray chart. Soto spray chart.
You got a spray chart?
Yeah.
Baseball hitting spray chart, sabermetrics.
Right.
What am I looking at here?
Yeah.
This one here?
I don't know.
That's a spray chart.
Yeah, I saw my spray chart at the fertility doctor.
I saw your spray chart on our softball team. You just kept going hitting at the third base.
Right. That wasn't much of a spray chart. I wasn't spraying it anywhere.
Yeah.
But grounders to third. Excuse me.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voice mail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.